Hello, and welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity, your daily dose of the top stories from our Discover feed. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we'll look into the highly anticipated Llama 3 AI model, Apple's recent updates to their App Store guidelines, and McDonald's scented billboards. Let's get right to it. Meta's upcoming Llama 3 large language model is generating significant buzz in the tech and AI communities. With expectations of advanced capabilities, an open-source nature, and the potential to compete with leading models like GPT-4, Llama 3 is poised to be a game-changer. Did you know that Llama 3 is expected to reach up to 140 billion parameters? That's a massive leap forward, offering enhanced reasoning abilities and more accurate responses to a wider range of queries. And with its open-source accessibility, developers and researchers will be able to integrate Llama 3 into their own applications without incurring costs, fostering innovation and collaboration within the AI community. One of the most exciting features of Llama 3 is its anticipated multimodal capabilities, allowing it to process and understand both text and visual inputs. This marks a significant advancement over previous versions and could lead to more versatile applications, such as chatbots that can understand and generate responses based on images or videos. As the AI landscape continues to evolve rapidly, Llama 3 is positioned to compete directly with OpenAI's GPT-4. With its enhanced capabilities and open-source model, Llama 3 aims to offer a compelling alternative, potentially outperforming GPT-4 in certain cognitive tasks and applications. The tech and AI communities are eagerly awaiting its release to explore its full potential and impact on various industries. In a surprising move, Apple has recently updated its App Store guidelines to allow the distribution of video game console emulators. This significant shift in policy permits developers to offer game downloads within these emulator apps, enabling users to explore a vast collection of classic console games. Historically, Apple has been stringent about not hosting apps that run external code, effectively banning console and classic game emulators from the iPhone and iPad. However, the updated guideline now explicitly includes retro game console emulator apps in the list of permitted software. Developers are responsible for ensuring that any software loaded into an app complies with several guidelines and all applicable laws, including adhering to privacy guidelines, implementing content filters, and not sharing data or privacy permissions without explicit user consent. The introduction of game emulators to the App Store has already seen the arrival of apps like Emu64XL and Vice, which cater to fans of the Commodore 64. This policy change is seen as a response to regulatory pressure and an opportunity for Apple to explore new revenue streams through the sale of retro games and related in-app purchases. Lastly, McDonald's in the Netherlands has launched an innovative marketing campaign featuring the world's first scented billboards designed to emit the aroma of their iconic French fries. This unique approach aims to attract customers by leveraging the power of scent, which is known to evoke clear and emotional memories more effectively than images. The campaign involves the installation of minimalist, logo-free billboards in red and yellow, which, upon pedestrians approaching within approximately 15 feet, release the distinctive scent of McDonald's fries. These billboards are equipped with state-of-the-art ventilators that suck and diffuse the scent, with a tray of fries placed inside the billboard to capture the complex aroma of McDonald's gastronomy. The billboards have been strategically placed within 200 meters of McDonald's restaurants, allowing customers to follow the scent trail directly to the source. This marketing strategy is based on research, indicating that smell can trigger more potent and emotional memories than visual cues, providing a novel way to remind people of the good times at McDonald's. Now that's a marketing campaign that really knows how to grab your attention. It'll be interesting to see if other brands follow suit and start incorporating scent into their advertising strategies. Well, that's all for today's episode of Discover Daily. If you want to learn more about any of the topics we covered, be sure to check out the episode description for links to the full articles. Don't forget to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform to stay up to date with the latest and greatest stories from around the web. And if you haven't already, be sure to download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS for the world's knowledge at your fingertips. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, stay curious.